Greenhouse Show on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chalaos, Ton Bettis with you this morning. Taking your calls at 801-575-8255. You can also text us your questions at 57500. Back to our phone lines. Tom is in Cottonwood Heights. Good morning, Tom. What was your question?
Good morning. My question is, I have mushrooms that are growing in my lawn. When I compost my lawn clippings with the mushrooms included, will the mushroom spores die through the composting process, or is it advised to not compost mushrooms?
If you do not get the compost heated up above 140 to 150 degrees for a good, 7 to 10 days at least, those spores will survive. And so if you're composting right now, they will survive. But if it were the middle of the summer, they will not, if you're composting correctly.
Very good. Appreciate your answer. Thank you.
All right, Tom. Thanks for your call this morning. Next listener, Ton, wants to know what they need to do to have their strawberries survive the winter.
They need to just make sure that they have a hardy variety. There's some that are not. They probably do.
Mm-hmm.
But download USU's fact sheet on strawberries. If you just do an internet search of USU and strawberry care, they'll come up. But a lot of times people will get straw, like just from bales, and intersperse it amongst the strawberries over the tops of them. Because if we don't get snow, the tops of strawberries will freeze and kill out.
Mm.
And so if you have snow cover, you're golden. But if not, you need to cover the strawberries with straw.
Okay. Next listener wants to know when they should bring in their lemon tree and how often they should fertilize it.
I'd start acclimating it to being inside now, and I wouldn't fertilize it until spring.
How do they acclimate?
What you would do is just start bringing it inside, put it in a room on its own, quarantine, because there's a really good chance it has either scale or mealy bugs or something, spider mites, aphids on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they may need to do some cleanup with some horticultural soap and other things before bringing it to a permanent home. But I would, just because we're going to be getting colder and colder, I would just get it into a bright room, maybe bring it in for a half day, bring it outside, bring it in for a full day, just kind of transition it in while we're still in the 70s, maybe close to 80. And then next week, I would just leave it inside.
Is there a special fertilizer for lemon trees?
No, just a general Miracle-Gro. If it has fruit on it that's developing, they could use half-strength Miracle-Gro or something, just a houseplant fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't special fertilizer for citrus. If it says, citrus fertilizer, it's just fertilizer and it's marketing and the lemon tree doesn't know.
Okay. So, next listener has a couple of peony plants that are still in 2.5-gallon pots. They've been out all summer, but they have not been planted yet. Can they overwinter them in the pots? If so, indoors or out? And how often would they need to be watered if they left them out?
There's a couple of ways to do this.
Okay.
They would just be best planted, but if they can't, they can leave them in the pot. And they could go get a bag of, say, something like NutriMulch or another, soil pep, whatever it is. And what they'll do is set the pots on the ground and get a couple of bags and then just cover the pots with NutriMulch or soil pep or whatever one they want. And you would get that up around the pots, and you want a good pile that extends out, slopes away and extends out away from the pot, a significant amount to protect it. And then when the peonies die back, they can just clip them normally like you would a perennial and put some mulch over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave it. And then next March, sometime mid to late March, pull those peonies out and let them acclimate and resprout.
Okay. So best outside, protected.
Yeah. If you're going to store them, they could put them in an unheated shed and water them every 3 or 4 weeks. They could actually dig some holes and bury the pots in the ground up to the lip of the pot. And then just cut when the peonies die back, clip them back and cover them with leaves or something along those lines and pull them out the next spring too.
Contractors buried my peonies, or at least one plant. Are they going to live?
How deep did they bury them?
Well, I've unburied them now, but it was, you know, a good foot deep.
Late in the season, if they were covered up and you uncovered them, they've collected 85 to 90% of the energy they're going to.
Okay.
So they should overwinter.
All right. Daniel is on the line in West Jordan. Good morning, Daniel. What was your question?
Hi there. Hang on just a second. Let me get this. All right. My question is, I have a Pfitzer, and I also have an Alberta spruce. We bought this home 2 years ago, and it's already, they're huge. They were there before. Do I have to wait to spring to prune them, especially the Pfitzer that's gone absolutely nuts?
You can cut away. If it's obstructing a pathway, you can do some pruning, just minimal, to get it cut back enough, but you don't want to just give it a haircut and shear it because it may not grow back. What you're going to need to do is find the worst offending branches and follow the branch back in toward the middle of the shrub and cut the entire branch out toward the middle so that you still have foliage left, so that you just don't have this brown bare spot on that side of the shrub.
Yeah, we have a fair amount of bare spot. It was weird the way it overwintered, too. Part of it came out absolutely yellow, totally yellow. It greened up, but there's two shades of green.
And this is on your Pfitzer or your Alberta spruce? Yeah,
the Pfitzer. The Alberta spruce has another interesting problem. Every so often, it'll shoot a branch out with larger spruce-like needles.
Yeah, it's trying to revert back to what it was in the wild, which is the species is white spruce, and you just clip those out.
Yeah, okay, that's what I've been doing. All right, so generally wait till spring to give that Pfitzer a haircut.
Yes.
How much of that can I take off at a time in the spring?
No more than 25% of the total foliage in a given year.
That thing doubled in size this year.
Yeah, so renewal pruning will keep it
from about 4 feet wide to about 8 feet wide.
Well, try renewal pruning, that taking the longest branches out toward the middle of the shrub, and it'll be a lot healthier, and you'll keep it in check a lot more.
Okay.
If you keep giving it haircuts and prune it back too much, eventually there will be nothing left as far as green foliage, and you'll just have to take the whole thing out.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right,
appreciate
Daniel.
Your show.
Thanks for your call this morning. Next listener, Ton says they have a large, beautiful maple tree planted in the late 60s, and they're wondering where they can find large saddle support industrial poles to secure the large limbs.
No idea. Maybe forestry suppliers, which they have a website. They're talking about poles.
Do they need to do this, first of all?
If the branches are breaking or weakened. I've seen it. There's a almost 100-year-old weeping American elm at the Utah County Administration Building that I think is probably the only one in the nation, and they have done that to support the branches, but they may end up just getting some 4x4s, like 4x4x12s or 10s or whatever, and then building some supports, because I don't know if they'll be able to find them.
Okay, but again, what was the place that you mentioned?
Forestry suppliers.
Okay, let's take a break. Coming back with more of your questions, the phone lines are open. You can call us 801-575-8255. You can text us your questions at 57500. Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Phone lines are open. You can call us now with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can also text us your questions at 57500. Next listener, Ton, wants to know, is it a good time to cut out a girdling root on a maple tree?
Anytime's a good time to cut out a girdling root. You don't want to let it continue to grow.
Okay. Next listener would like to know, can you still spot plant sod?
If you need to, it will probably survive, but you also run the risk of it not. I've seen literally frozen sheets of sod laid in November that formed a lawn the next year, and so it's just not a best practice. And so if you're contractually obligated to, or you've got an HOA after you, yes, but best practice is to wait for spring of next year.
They're kind of wondering if they did do that, would they need to water?
Absolutely. Until we get regular rain and snow, they would need to keep it watered.
Okay. And they want to know, is there a point in the season where it's too late if the ground isn't frozen? I mean, the ground can't be frozen, right?
Right now, it's just too late, especially for seed. You know, sod's a little better, but it's still not my favorite thing. And so people, I've been getting a lot of calls about wanting to seed a lawn now, and I've been telling them to either wait and get everything ready and wait till early November or wait till April of next year.
Okay. I'm wondering, too, if they've already planted some sod and that's why they're having this issue and need to, like,
they
redo
will.
Some
if their
things.
Irrigation water has been shut off, they will need to use house water to keep it. Now, with it cooler, it may be they only need to irrigate it every couple of days and not very long because not a lot of water will be evaporating. If it hasn't rooted in, they can gently lift some of it to see how moist it is, but they'll want to keep it so they do not want to let the ground dry out.
And then they want to know how short should sod be mowed when going into winter.
It should be mowed down to about 1.5 inches.
Okay. Next listener has a weeping cherry that went wild and no longer is weeping. They say it's quite a good size at this point. Can they transplant it?
If they want to wait, if it's just been planted in the last couple of years, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But they will wait till the leaves drop and then go ahead and move it.
Okay. Next person has red delicious apples. They're wondering when to pick them. They are crisp but not too sweet. And should they wait till it freezes?
Not necessarily. They could wait a little while longer and see if they sweeten up. And it just could be that it's one of the modern strains of Red Delicious that look and kind of taste like an apple, but not really because mm-hmm. of the lack of flavor.
Next person says they have geraniums in pots. How much can they cut off the stems before they put them into the garage for the winter? One of the plants is 15 years old.
They don't want to cut it back to nothing, but they could give it enough of a haircut to fit where they're going to put it.
Right. And you can also take a few clippings and grow some new geraniums for next year.
You can.
I just love doing that. Didn't do it last year, did it the year before, did it in the pandemic. It's fun to, you know, grow your own geraniums. Next person says they have some very old rose bushes that are about 5 to 6 feet tall. They haven't had care for years. How do they get them back to normal size? And they say they have no idea what variety they are, but they bloom all summer.
Without knowing if they're an heirloom bush rose, because those only bloom once a year.
These bloom all summer.
If they bloom all summer, they're ever blooming. So they could just, if they're bush, ever blooming bush roses, they can just give them a haircut in mid-March. Mm-hmm. If they're hybrid tea roses, to where they have like the long stem roses used for bouquets, mid-March is when they want to clean those up. And what I would do is, then you don't want to butcher them, but maybe cut them down to about half their size and thin some of the canes out and then just let them go. And then after that, they could do a little more the next year, but I would do it in stages.
Next person says, how often should they replace strawberries? Can they be transplanted to other areas to keep them longer?
I would actually replace my strawberries every 5 to 10 years, depending on their performance. And I would never move. Once you have strawberries in the ground, especially after 2 or 3 years, you're just moving them and they have the same lifespan as the original patch, and you're spreading potentially strawberry diseases to every new spot you put them. And mm-hmm. so when I hear of neighbors like, oh, I just went over to the neighbor's house and got their 10-year-old strawberries, that you're just like, oh, you just used your neighbor's used toothbrush. You know, because it's just, you don't know what you're spreading. So always get new strawberries, certified virus free, to put in a new patch.
All right. I had the best strawberry year ever. Like, my strawberries haven't done well. They're probably 4 or 5 years old, but this year they were great. So I guess I can wait a couple more years.
You can. They start to reduce production after 5 to 10 years.
Mm, okay.
And you just go buy new ones and do a new patch and put something else where your strawberries were. So, you know, you could go back in, you know, with a vegetable garden or a flower bed and leave it for 5 or 6 years. Then you could go back in with strawberries, but you want a good 4 or 5 year break.
Next person wants to know how and when to prune hydrangeas.
That's just one of those things that I can't really touch because I don't know what kind of hydrangea you have. And because there's some that you prune in the spring and some that you don't, because a few of them bloom on 1-year-old wood and some of them bloom on new wood, I download a fact sheet on hydrangea.
Know the variety for sure.
Really
okay,
do.
We just have 30 seconds, but the last person says, can they use some of the smaller potatoes that they harvest this fall as seed potatoes next year? They bought them at IFA.
They can, and whether they're or not, if they're from IFA, has no bearing. It's not recommended. Just because you can sometimes get accumulations of diseases or pests overwintering on the younger potatoes. And it's just always recommended to buy new ones.
Okay, buy new ones. All right. We're going to take a break, come back with more of your calls following the top of the hour news.